Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
Is everybody ready?
Is everybody ready? Yes,
it's
we're all ready.
Time to go.
Go.
Yeah, I'm in Fillmore. That's where I live. And near, do you have like a wash or an arroyo or a river of some sort near the house where you are?
Not near my house, no. But there is some. There's some stuff in Thousand Oaks. Yeah,
because near us, it's probably 200 to 300 yards away.
Wow,
the cesspit.
That's it.
And man. You yeah. just hear, it's like we're by a river again. Yeah. And that'll last about a week.
Did you ever want to put a boat in there and go down?
We're not allowed to encourage that in any way, shape, or form, but the answer is yes.
Yes,
of course.
Because
I do have a kayak.
Oh, do
but
you?
I'm sane enough at this point in my life where I shall not do that, nor should anybody else.
Yeah.
Because the rapids, the funny thing is the nature of the rapids in a wash are different.
Yeah.
Because in the Colorado River, they always run. Still dangerous. But here, there's loose boulders and things that can just surprise you, and the depth and
LA River. A lot of people got rescued in the LA River. Right. They wanted to go out and just check it
they
out.
They just thought it's going to be easy.
Nice.
I've seen this on TV.
Yeah.
Folks, don't do it ever.
Don't do it.
Don't do it ever. This is not something to do. Stand a few feet away, take your videos. I got a beautiful shot from a listener who is in Fillmore of the train, Fillmore Western Railway,
yeah.
going over the bridge at the Cespe
cool.
with a river underneath
oh,
it.
Oh, nice.
People keep, where is this? Say, it's in Fillmore. It's dramatic. It's really fun.
Cool.
So might have a little smattering of rain today. We're taking a break from car shows and that. Cause
there's not much going on.
A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
But you keep your autos safe.
Yeah, and dry.
There's trailer queens and all that stuff.
Even the drivers, you know, people even have the daily drivers. Mine's not a trailer queen. Mine are daily drivers. But the bottom line is you don't want to get water in there because water is not good for the old iron. It rusts it. So keep the water away. So
water's sneaky, too.
Yeah.
It just seeps in and it gets in your truck. It'll get in those
crevices.
Yeah, and it just goes in there. And like Neil Young said many moons ago, rust never sleeps.
Rust never sleeps.
You got to be careful. So let's talk about your show going on 9 years.
Yes,
for
next month. They're going to be on 9 years with you. You and I, the dynamic duo.
Yeah, we got the whole thing going.
Yeah, we're kissing
we have
it.
Skydivers coming
safely.
In, landing
do you have
on
those?
The roof.
Oh, my God. Are you going to have the limo pick me up?
Girls? Yes.
Oh, my God. I get a limo.
Well, actually,
run.
Alex is going to get you in the KVTA van.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
Close to a limo.
Yeah, close
it's
to a limo.
Close to
it's
a
the
limo.
Old red wagon.
But we're going on nine big years with Ron Grant, keeping your money safe. The other thing that's great is people can listen to you 24/7 now.
Yes.
Because you're up there on the internet. You're always moving quickly. You've done this for a while. Whenever there's a new thing, I notice around here, you always want to try. You always want to get
it. Yeah, let's see what happens.
To spread the word and to get
spread
the word out.
That's
and
right.
to make it easier for people to listen.
Right.
So this is what you do, folks. You go to safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. You got Ron.
That's right.
Just like that. 10 o'clock, you turn on your radio.
That's right.
Every Saturday morning, you get Ron Grant.
That's right.
Now you can do it on the computer anytime you want to do
24/7.
It. 24/7. And you can meet with Ron Grant before we did the big fun dinners that were great because we socialized with. That's how I met Will the first time.
Yeah.
A lot of your great people, your daughter, all through the years, great people I've had a chance to meet and, you know, have some salmon and chat it up. And now you decide. Now, I thought it was really a good move because I've been to all of them.
Yes, you
And
have.
While they were really fun, I could see the wallflowers.
Yeah.
And some people go in, they hear the information, and they might just shy away from engaging because there's people. Now you do a
personal.
One-on-one.
Well, we make it more personal. You know, everyone, I mean, if you're over 50, you get a card in the mail, probably eat four nights a week. You know, a lot of that stuff, you got to be careful. It's a lot of bait and switch stuff. Some of those Social Security programs that are out there, I just got a thing from the California Department of Insurance this last week talking about the veterans stuff. There was guys and gals out there doing these, helping you get veteran benefits and stuff and then rolling you into an annuity and things like that to qualify. And this is a no-no. It's been a no-no for a while. States finally jumped on it now and is really coming down on these agents for doing this type of stuff. But yeah, it's fun. You know, if you meet with me now one-on-one, And I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe. Well, you can't lose the principal, can't lose the gains, get a reasonable range of return, and most importantly, an income. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? You know, to live on. You know, right now, if you're living in this area and you're getting ready to retire, you need about 80% of your current income to be making it here. I moved down to Tennessee, probably 60%. So we want to make sure that we keep it safe. So I answer all your questions. If you are between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and never lose again, I'll give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa, and you can have lunch on me, dinner on me, pay a bill, whatever you want to do with it. Go out and spend it any way that you like. We're also going to show you how to stop paying the fees that you are paying in your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan, your TSA, your TSP, with your financial planner, your stockbroker. This is how these things, these people and these institutions make money. And it comes out of your pocket, out of your returns. See, my clients and I, we don't like that. So we're not in those kind of things where we have to worry about that. So meeting with me one-on-one and then the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and we will help you keep that money safe. We'll help you sleep at night. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market was tanking almost 50%, my clients and I, we got a zero. And any time that we get a zero, I'm the hero. And really, because you know what? Can't lose your principal and you can't lose your gains. And that's the nice thing about it. I want you to go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com and click on, you can see some videos there on 401ks. There's the 401k recession at the top of the page with me next to the microphone. It's from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. It's a devastating little 9-minute video, but if you own one of those things, 401k, 403b, etc., you need to look at it. There's some good third-party educational information on my website. There's some testimonials from the radio call-in. There's some email testimonials. There's a little video there on the front page, a 4-minute video, kind of a cartoonish video that I had picked up off of the internet, and it's showing how finally the financial planners and the stockbrokers are taking responsibility for doing such a poor job at helping you in retirement. In fact, you know, last week the Wall Street Journal came up with an article, and it said if you had $1 million in your 401k, you're down 200,000, so now you only have 800,000. So, you know, it was a rough year. You know, in fact, U.S. stocks post the worst year in decade as the S&P falls more than 6% in 2018. So, you know, we're going to help you take that money out of the Wall Street casino. Sleep at night knowing that you can't lose your principal or your gains. So if that's something that you would like, please get in touch with me. You can email me from the website, or again, you can call me at 805-660-1313 and let me help you.
It's just like that.
It is.
You need worry, you need anxiety removed from your life. Regular life gives you that
anyway.
We got
too much stuff anyway.
So why not have this one thing where you go, okay,
safe.
I'm good on that.
That's right.
Now I can worry about, well, we lost the Rams. Now I can worry about the Dodgers. That's where you should put your worry.
There you go.
In sports. Yeah. That's how it should be. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You want to make sure you've got something to take notes with. So grab some paper, get a pencil, and we will be back in just 60 seconds with great information on how to keep that money safe.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
All right. Welcome back to the Safer Money Solution Show with Ron Grant. Woo-hoo. Let's get into someone protecting their retirement nest egg from the big word risk, loss. And the other one, I think people get risk and loss to a degree, but you can fill them in on that. But I will tell you, the word out of the three is fees.
Yeah.
How many people don't know about that? So let's start risk. Loss and fees.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. In fact, I think AARP said 83% of Americans didn't know they were paying any fees in their 401k plan, their 403b plan, et cetera, which I find hard to believe. I mean, it's your money. I mean, you know, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence, you know. But we want to talk about, you know, in recent years, investors have experienced, you know, extreme swings in the financial markets, you know, historic volatility combined with the ability of traditional retirement income sources. These are things that we want to try to address because, you know, retirement should be fun. It should be great time for you in your life. You should be able to do what you want to do. You work so hard to make that money. You got up every morning and you put your feet on the cold floor and you went to work and you scrimped and you saved for the golden years. And many of you didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. And many of you did not take vacations on a regular basis because why? You were saving for the golden years, you know, and then to throw it away, you know, like, listen, Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. Can you take a third hit? Can you take another hit? You know, 08 was bad enough, almost 50%. You know, insured solutions can help you protect from risk. You know, we talk about covering the financial risks. You know, there's a 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn totally to the ground. But you wouldn't go to bed without fire insurance. You just wouldn't, even if you owned your own home and you don't even have to carry fire insurance. Because if the house was worth $500,000 and it burned to the ground, who's going to rebuild it? You will. If you have $500,000, I don't know if you do or not. But you've transferred the risk for pennies on the dollar to homeowners insurance. You know, chance of car accident. You know, the state of California mandates that every driver has car insurance. I know a lot of people don't have it, but that, you know, the rule is and the law is we're supposed to have it. Yet there's a 1 out of 240 chance the car is going to be totaled. Yet you've transferred the risk, hopefully, to auto insurance. You follow the law. Many of us carry higher limits, by the way. Why do we do that? Because we know we're on the road a lot or we're driving a lot, and we know that if we're in an accident, they're going to come after us. And, you know, every policy has a limit. Then they're going to come after you. Hopefully you've got an umbrella on your property and things like that. Here's something that I don't hear a lot of the financial planners and the stockbrokers talking about. And it's just maybe me. It's my opinion. They don't talk about market loss, okay, the sequence risk of market loss. There's a 26% chance of market loss, yet we can transfer the risk to fixed indexed annuities. And that's what I do. That's how I help people. I've been doing this a long time. You know, last year, I'm in a marketing group of over 300 agents throughout the United States, men and women, that do exactly what I do to keep their clients safe and protected. And in 2018, the 300 agents took $6.5 billion with a B out of Wall Street and moved it into these fixed indexed annuities. They came in with the official numbers this week. You know, 2017, we did $5.5 billion. So we did a little over $1 billion more. Do you think these people know something that you might not know? I do. That's a lot of money in any way you look at it, to pull out of Wall Street and put in a safe product. Yeah. Well, that's where my money is. You know, I have three of these things. And, you know, I walk the walk and I talk the talk because I'm too old to lose my money. I've worked too hard for my money, you know, to give it away to the Wall Street casino and the financial planners and the stockbrokers to pay those fees and stuff. Are you guys ready out there for retirement? You know, now more than ever, you may want to think about protecting a portion of those retirement assets from risk. And that's how I help you achieve your goals. You know, who knew that one solution could help you with this, you know, as far as purchasing a fixed index annuity? We offer accumulation potential, guarantees, and principal protection. We can help you meet your long-term financial goals by providing tax deferral. You know, a lot of people don't realize tax deferral is very important. So let's assume for a minute you sold your house and you have $100,000 and you put it in the Wall Street casino. And 12 months later, you made some money. They, whoever has your money, whatever brokerage firm or whatever institution has your money, is going to send you a 1099. Why? Because you made some money, which is good. You made some money, which is good. The 1099, which is bad, because now you're going to have to pay taxes on that 1099 that they're sending you. Well, my stuff is tax deferred. So if we took the same $100,000 and we put it in a good fixed indexed annuity and we made some money, we will not get a 1099 at the end of the year. That means we keep more of our money in our own pocket and we make a better return. We don't get taxed until we take the money out. Now, it's different on an IRA, 401k, etc. You know, you don't get 1099 anyway unless you take the money out. But that's nice because you make more money. You keep more of your own money. And here's the big plus. We can give you a guaranteed stream of income that you can count on in retirement. Can't do that in Wall Street. Wall Street can set you up with an income. But when the market tanks, so does your income tank. That's the situation. So who knew that one solution can help with transfer multiple risks? You know, fixed index annuities that offer these benefits can provide the opportunity to reduce other retirement risks that you may face, such as the longevity risk. That's the risk of outliving your retirement assets. You know, I meet with so many new people every day, and thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity to meet with you and to help you. But think about this. A lot of these people are going to outlive their money. Number one, they didn't start early enough. Number two, they didn't put enough away. Number three, they stayed in risk too long. That's the biggest part of this situation. They stayed in risk too long. You know, they were thinking, oh man, it's never going to go down. We got to do this. You know, I'm working and I got to do this. I got to keep putting my money there so I can retire someday. But they don't realize that you can't stay in things forever. See, that's a situation most people don't realize. You know, greed is okay. A little bit of greed is okay. We all have it. But you know, you can't be too greedy with your retirement, your 401k, etc. You know, it's not so much how much you're saving, but it's where you're saving it is the most important thing, in my opinion. Because the traditional retirement really is not a great place, the 401ks, etc., because they're full of risk and fees. Let's talk about inflation risk. The risk of inflation eroding your retirement income's purchasing power. That's important. You know, you remember when a Snickers bar was a nickel? Some of you out there? Yeah, I bet you do. I do. And it was a big bar. It wasn't a little tiny bar. I don't know. You know, you go to the store, you're looking at the cereal. The cereal boxes are shrinking. The weight is shrinking and the price keeps going up because sugar is going up. How about this? And this is another thing I don't hear the financial planners and the stockbrokers really talking about, really giving you forthcoming and giving you this information. Sequence risk. That's the risk of negative market returns. These are things that are important, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not having this conversation with your financial planner or your stockbroker, you need to have it. That's where you want to keep your money. And listen, don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with Wall Street. You know, I was in Wall Street one time. You know, I had some money there. But as I got older, I realized that I can't afford to take those hits. You know, here's the thing. The difference between a 30-year-old and a 6-year-old is time. The 30-year-old has time to make it up the losses. A 60-year-old doesn't. And you know, the financial planners and the stockbrokers, in my opinion, are painting us all with the same brush. They're selling the 30-year-old the same stuff they're selling the 6-year-old. And I just don't, that's something I just don't believe in. You know, I believe that if you're older, you should be in either no risk or very little risk. and not with your dignity money. That's the money you got to live on. You know, CBS News does a lot of things out there, and I don't know if you guys watch that or not, but they remind us that the many risks that we are facing when developing our financial retirement plan, and it's the one that's the most overlooked, is that longevity risk. You know, this relates to the risk that our money won't last as long as we do. And that's a scary thought. I mean, everyone's got to think about that, especially when we think about the fact that usually when we retire, we no longer have the ability to generate more income. You know, we've left our job. We're not getting a paycheck monthly, quarterly, or weekly. Now, some of us have a pension. Some of us get a pension, and that's great. But is that enough to live on? That and Social Security? Probably not. That's why a lot of people have the 401ks and the 403bs and that type of situation. So that's how I help people. But, you know, the reasons that people, you know, haven't planned for this, you know, they think that, well, you know, we're just going to go, we're going to put the money in. Maybe you get a match at work and it's cool. Hey, you know, you pick some stocks, you pick some bonds. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down, and so forth and so on. You know, the famous words from the financial planner and the stockbroker, you're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. My God, you're going to come back. Well, back in 08 and 09, those were real losses, ladies and gentlemen. And when the market's up, those are real gains. You know, there's a rule in Vegas. When you're winning, when you're working on the house's money, take the money and run. So now might be a good time to pull some of those profits that you had recently out. You know, that's a situation. Okay? You know, let's talk about three things that I think are really important. These are questions you should be asking yourself on when you're building and trying to plan for your retirement. Do you have a lifetime guaranteed income that is not in risk and fees? Does your retirement plan that you've set up with Joe or Betty, is this something that you have? It's a yes or no question. I mean, it's pretty simple. You either do or you don't. Now, you may not know that, so you need to ask them. You know, some of them have not volunteered that information, so you need to ask the question. Remember, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your due diligence and ask the questions. Number two, can I outlive my money in my 401k, 403b, 457, etc.? Will it be there always for me until I'm dead? Again, it's a pretty yes or no question, but you may not know the answer. You may not have proposed that question to your financial person. I don't know. But I think you need to, don't you? And number three, how bad will the next 08 downturn in the market affect your retirement living? Will you have to go back to work? Will you have to sell your home and move in with your children? Will you have to leave the state of California and get to a state that the cost of living is much lower so you can afford to work on Social Security and maybe whatever pension you have? Because the money in your 401k is at so much risk that you've lost it. And can you afford to wait until it comes back? There's cycles. You know, back in 08 and 09, a lot of the people that I met with had already retired. And now the retirement living is not going as planned. This is some things that you really need to focus on. People don't think about the longevity. They think, oh, well, you know, I'll probably live 10 years, 15 years, and I'm gone. But that's not the case today. A lot of people live 20 and 30 years after they've retired. You know, according to the Stanford Center of Longevity, individuals living today will exceed the life expectancy, the average life expectancy, of those in the 20th century by an additional 30 years. Are you aware of how much longer that you're going to live? How much is that something you've talked about? I don't know. And how do you plan on spending your extra time? Most importantly, how should you go about seeking to finance that longer life? If you're financing it through Wall Street, that's a big gamble. That's a big risk. And I know this. I know your spouses out there, whether it's male or female, has got to be concerned about it, especially if they stayed home and took care of the house while you went out and worked. You were out building the wall so to speak, to help you get retirement and put that money together. And now the wall could possibly crumble with Wall Street there. Because you don't know. Wall Street's a cycle. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. That's the situation. But by utilizing the longevity framework that I work with people, that I help them build that in a safe way, that's how we can help you meet your goals and keep your dreams going. You know, you shouldn't have to worry about where the money's coming from, just how to spend it. That's really important. And that's something that I help you with. That's something that I can help you. You know, if you're over 50, and you've probably heard me say this many, many times over the years, stop chasing the returns. Stop it. Worry about getting a lifetime income that you can't outlive. You know, the biggest risk to your retirement is unrealistic expectations. Maybe you've got an unrealistic expectation because your broker, your financial planner, has given you these great spreadsheets and told you what's going to come in the future. You know, they're talking hypothetical. I talk reality. It's different. You know, so many people approaching retirement actively have had to adjust their retirement plan to take into account the recent economic uncertainty and the market volatility. Few recognize that even bigger threat to the retirement nest egg is unrealistic expectations. The Society of Actuaries did a survey, Risk and Process of Retirement, shows that many pre-retirees may be in trouble as they make plans that are not rooted in retirement reality. The longer you live, the longer you're going to need money. And if you have it in risk and something happens, how are you going to live? That's what we're trying to get you to understand, you know? You know, you have to understand that things change drastically on a turn of a dime. You know, my dad had a massive stroke. He worked for Litton Data Systems for 45 years. He was a sheet metal engineer. He retired. He had his house paid for in Newhall. He had a brand new Honda Accord, and he was traveling. And then my dad had a massive stroke. They found him laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. He was paralyzed on the left side. And all of a sudden, boom, it all unwound like a spring. Boom, 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 just come tumbling down. You know, we had to sell his home and his car, went through all his cash. And then he went on Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a program for indigent people that have less than $2,000 singly, married different numbers. So first we brought him over to C Street in Glenwood, when we lived in North Oxnard. And then he didn't like that, so we moved him to Victoria Care here in Ventura. And my dad went through everything he worked for 45 plus years. Now they took his pension and they took his Social Security, being the state, and they backed out $35, and that's all he was allowed to keep. So my dad had plans. He had it all planned out. He was living comfortably. Wasn't living high on the hog, but he was comfortable. And all of a sudden, boom, in a blink of an eye, it changed. Doctor said your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. And the question is if your money's in the risk factor, the Wall Street casino, and something happens, what will you do? Because that's your money. That's how you're going to live. That's how you're going to support yourself. And if your house is paid for, that's great. You just have one less debt to worry about. Might rent out rooms, whatever you want to do until the market comes back. But doesn't it make more sense just don't lose it in the first place? It does to me. You know, let's plan now, not wait until the catastrophic hits and then try to scurry to adjust it. Let's plan now and put the money in a safe place where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, you can get a reasonable range of return, you can get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive until you're dead, and then your beneficiaries get the balance. You know, there's about 37 to 50 companies out there that offer us these index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. And I got one product right now that offers you a 22% bonus when you move your money over immediately. Then they offer you a 50% bonus on anything that the indexes that we're tied to, like the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100, etc., does each and every year. And it will provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries can get the balance. If that's something that interests you, that's one of the retirement blueprints that I use to help people keep their money safe and not lose the principal or the gains. Send me an email, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. You can also go to the website and you can email me from there or call me, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Big word, diversification.
Yes.
So the difference between the diversification of a stock portfolio and a portfolio that is truly diversified. And I just wonder, how many people come into you and you go, wow, you're actually authentically diversified? How often do you see that?
Not very often, because most of the people I meet with, Spence, already they're tied. Pretty much everything they have is in the market. You know, it's in Wall Street Casino through the 401k, the 403b, et cetera. You know, the financial planners always love to say, we've got you diversified. And I love it when they say that because it isn't diversified. True diversification is class diversification. What do I mean by class? Well, first of all, it's real estate. Second of all, it's liquidity. You got to have some liquid money that you can get to within 2 to 4 days. The other one is metals. Could be gold, could be silver, could be platinum. And then it's a good indexed annuity where your principal and your gains are fully protected. You have potential of the upside, but not the downside. That's true class diversification, not just different pots of risk. You know, that's crazy. You know, I met with this lady. We're doing a program, had a couple hundred people in the room. It was December many years ago. Lady gets up. We start talking about it. She walks to the back of the room. Michael was my appointment setter at the time. She goes to Michael. She says, Michael, I need to see Ron first thing in the morning. I need to know that I can take care of myself, that I can live on my own, that I don't have to live with my children, that I can pay for my bills. She's, please let me see him first thing in the morning. And he looks at my schedule and he says, well, Ron's got appointments at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and noon. And she says, please get him up earlier. And true story, I drove to her house 8 o'clock the next morning. I got to her front door. It was a wood case door with an opaque glass center. And I saw this big woolly thing come into the door. And she opened the door, or the person opened the door, whatever opened the door, and it was the lady. And she was in this big woolly white robe, and she had pink bunny slippers on. Took me into the kitchen. There was a counter there, and I saw all these files sitting on there. And I said, okay, so how can I help you? Before my butt hit the seat, she says, now, Mr. Grant, I want you to know my broker's got me diversified. I said, okay, well, let's take a look at what she had. And she had several files there that her retirement was in. And when we looked at them, ladies and gentlemen, it was the broker had her in just different pots of risk, different type of mutual funds, different type of bonds. There's low risk, there's medium risk, there's high risk. What is the common denominator here? Risk. I don't care what you call it, low, medium, or high. It's risk. Risk is risk. Why in the world would you want to risk what you put everything your life in, 30, 40 years into, in the Wall Street casino? It doesn't make sense. You're going to participate in the upside with me, but never the downside. In fact, when we get together every year, either through the mail, in person, or over the phone, we won't be talking about your losses because there won't be any. You can't say that with Wall Street. So I took her money out of those 12 different pots of risk, and I put her into a safe index-linked account where she can participate in some of the upside, never the downside. Every year that there's a gain, she locks it in and moves forward, doesn't pay any fees to own it that's taken away from her returns. That's what I've done for myself. That's what I did for her. That's what I do for my clients. It's that simple. So if you want true class diversification, that's what we have to do. We have to have our portfolio set up in true class diversification, not just different pots of risk. Because risk is risk. I don't care what you call it, medium, low, or high. It's still risk. If I could still lose my principal and I'm still paying you fees. And by the way, you've heard of compound interest. Well, how about compound fee? The fees are compounding every year. As you get older, the fees, as you have more money, I should say, the fees are going to compound. That's eating, eroding up your retirement savings. It's that simple. It's math. That's all it is. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you sleep at night.
Sleep at night. That's what you want to do, unless you're on the night shift.
And then you want to sleep in
then
the day.
You want to sleep in the day. But either way, you'll be sleeping.
God, my dad did that for a while. I don't know how he did it. It just, it was crazy, you know. I tried that several times when I worked for the studios, and I just couldn't do it. My body just got wicky-wacky, you know. I never got
I've worked every shift known to man.
Yes.
I have always done that. So
with your lunch pail. I can see you now walking in with your lunch pail.
I got everything. I got my coffee mug, and I've got my lunch pail, a la Fred Flintstone. Hey, let's talk about why you offer annuities only. You know, there's so many things out there. There's so many different, what do they call it, vehicles, if you will, that you can do. But you only do annuities. And I've known you for a long time now. You're going on your ninth year here.
Yep.
Always annuities. How come you don't take a walk on the wild side?
Walk on the wild, or the dark side, we call it. Well, here's the thing. I get real excited about helping people every day. You know, this is my business. I don't work for a company. I don't get paid from a company to push products that they want me to push. Don't get my cell phone paid for or a desk paid for. I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. And I get paid from the insurance company. It comes out of their marketing budget, just like car insurance or fire insurance or life insurance or health insurance or long-term care insurance. Your financial planners and your stockbrokers get paid out of your money. And that's how they get paid. And listen, don't get me wrong. Everyone's entitled to make a paycheck. I will defend that right to the death here, you know. But I don't own any risk products. The only thing that I have is that I bought about a year ago with some cannabis stock. And that was with play money. It was about $1,200, I think. Might not even been that. Might have been $1,000. I don't remember. And there's a company out of Israel that's doing cancer research with cannabis. And so I bought a little bit of this stock with some play money. But my dignity money, the money I got to live on, the bulk of my money is in safe index-linked accounts. I have three of them. I have one fixed and two fixed indexed. They're tied to indexes. One is totally fixed. I'm getting 4.40. I have for many, many, many years. And I'll continue to do that. That's a great return for me. I think it's all about keeping the people's money safe. You know, I'll revert back to the 0809 statement that I've made many times. My clients and I, we got a zero. I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing any of my clients' money. And that's important. That's the situation with these safe index-linked products. Can't say that in Wall Street. You know, a good buddy of mine, haven't seen him in a while. He was a stockbroker on Wall Street. He was one of the big boys, and he was on the dark side, we call it. And he used to tell me on Monday morning they would have a sales meeting in this big room with a huge, huge conference table, and all the financial planners and brokers would be sitting around there. And the sales manager would come in and they'd say, "All right, open up your papers. This is the products we want to push this week. This makes us the biggest commission, and it makes you the biggest commission, and this is what we want you to sell. Sell, sell, sell. Push, push, push." Then, when the meeting was done, they would go into another room with phone receivers hanging on each side of the wall, and one broker would play the client, and one broker would play the broker, and it would go, ding, 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 ding. Yes. "Hi, Bob. This is Mr. Jones. I want to close out my account. The risk is too high." "Wait a minute, Mr. Jones. You're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. The market's coming back." So they practice this all the time. And, you know, he just got really fed up with that type of life. And so now he does what I do. You know, he does the safer money stuff. He helps people. And I love what I do. I get excited each and every day because I have these products. I own long-term care insurance. You know, I wouldn't sell something or offer something to a client that I did not do myself. I think that's wrong. And I know there's a lot of people out there that I've met with that said, I said, is your financial planner, your stockbroker, in these products? Oh, no, he's in something else. Well, why? Doesn't he believe in these products? And I think if you believe in something enough, you want to help. If you're willing to put your money in there and you're willing to protect your assets, then, you know, you should be able to help other people protect their assets. And that's what I like to do. I just don't think that the risk factor is right for my type of client. You know, again, if you're 30 years old, and I have some 30-year-olds, I have some 18-year-olds that I helped over, you know, last tax season, help them get into Roth IRAs, you know, that type of thing. But the bulk of my clients are between 50 and 80. That's really where my client base is. And I just think that we're not in the proper age category for a dignity money to be in anything risk. And so that's why I don't do the risk side. Never have and never will. So hope that answers your questions, Mr. Spence.
Yes.
All right.
So I shall not ask you.
No, that's okay. I don't mind
you
asking me.
Ask for a
you
stock.
Go ahead. Yes.
All right. We're going to move on here. 60 seconds away. Boy,
hello.
We have some fun for you. Got a lot going on here. And we do have coming up Chick-fil-A.
Yep, statue.
Your chance to win Chick-fil-A. Get close to whatever you use to email. We're back in 60 seconds with Ron Grant.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
We are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. And one thing we know about this hour, it goes by very quickly.
Blues
very
by.
Quickly.
Blows
boom.
By.
Boom,
boom.
Like
boom.
That. Do you want to do Chick-fil-A now?
Yeah, let's do Chick-fil-A.
Let's make it happen.
All right. So thank you, Robert, for all the Chick-fil-A gift cards that you give out to my listeners. I appreciate it. For many, many years he's done that right here in Ventura. So I'm going to give out two cards to two people. All you have to do is email me, put in the subject line, put chicken, give me your name, your address, and your phone number, because Robert needs that from the Chick-fil-A. I won't call you, but I do have to have your address so I can send it to you. I'll mail them out Monday. Two cards to two people, either breakfast or lunch. I don't know which cards I have, but I'll give them to you. Do it right now, Ron, at safermoneyspecialist.com. First two people, going to get two cards. Go.
So easy. Email right now and get that done. I have expanded my vocabulary during this show with you.
Oh.
And I've learned new words. And
hopefully
I always
they're
have
good
to look
words.
At this one where I'm saying it. The ones that I hear during the program are great.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
Explain that to the folks out there. Then we'll have them. You know, well, everybody could cheat. But it'd be great to take a call and say, spell fiduciary.
Yeah, fiduciary. I can't even spell fiduciary.
Well, let's do it. What is a fiduciary?
All right. So a fiduciary really is what it is. It was set up for stockbrokers and financial planners to do the right thing for your client. They have a financial obligation to make sure that you're getting the right stuff for your a scenario. They need to ask the questions and do something. And how it became into the insurance world, a couple of years ago, Senator Warren was trying to find her mother's financial planner / stockbroker. Her mother was looking to do something, I don't know, got upset. And so Senator Warren went on a hunt, found this guy was in some sort of resort from a trip he won for selling her mom some stocks. So he won a free trip, boom, boom, boom. And she got upset. She says, no, that's not right. You know, you should be telling my mom that you won a free trip, blah, 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 blah. So she went to President Obama and created a law, and President Obama signed into law, and Department of Labor then came after the financial planners, the stockbrokers, the insurance agents, said, okay, now for retirement things like 401ks, IRAs, that type of thing, we want you to start listing all the costs and the fees and everything you're charging and everything else. If you're getting a free trip, we want to know about it, so forth and so on. Well, what it really did, it took away great products for older people. And what I mean by that is where some of the products would go up to 75 and 79, now came back down to 52. So there was less choices for older people to get a good retirement plan with a fixed indexed annuity, so to speak, or anything else. And I thought that was kind of wrong, in my opinion, because I've always tried to do what's right for the client. You know, I don't need a special rule or a law put up to do that. You either are doing what's right for the client or you're not. You don't need a special rule or a word like fiduciary to do that for you. And I've always tried to do that for my clients. And some clients I've said, look, this isn't right for you. This is not the right product for you to be in and go on down the road. And a lot of people have come back and thanked me for that, thanked me for my honesty, and actually sent me referrals when I didn't even actually do business with them. So if you have to have a word, a fiduciary, if you have to have a special word to do what's right for your client, I think you're in the wrong business. You know, that's just like when I was a Rotarian, you know, Camarillo Noontime Club. We had the four-way test. And if you had to have a test and these things to do what's right for your client and your friends and just general people, I think that's wrong also. Nothing against the Rotarians. I love them. They're a great group. But I'm saying you're either doing what's right or you're not doing what's right. You shouldn't need a law or a rule to make sure you're doing what you're doing. So I love what I do every day, and I try to do what's right for the client each and every day.
Fiduciary. Use it in a sentence next week, and everything will be okay. Guess who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone?
Will Hart.
Mr. Will Hart, how's your Saturday going, buddy?
It's going great, Ron. How's yours?
Hey, buddy. It's going good. It's going good. So Mr. Will Hart is my metal guy. Man, we talked about true class diversification. Well, this gentleman has helped me with my retirement. I've got some metal. I have some gold. He's helped a lot of my clients, gold, silver, and platinum, and he can help you also. So here's some things that we want to bring out, make sure that the listeners understand. Let's talk about hedge against inflation, because a lot of people ask me that. What's going on with inflation? How will anything erode from this? How anything will erode from that? So let's talk about from the metal side, from your side, about inflation.
Absolutely. So we know that the dollar, we're trillions of dollars in debt. So we know that the value of the dollar has lost 40% of its value over the past 10 years. So if you took a box of cash and buried it, you lost 40%. Wherever you put it, those dollars lost value in buying power. Gold, on the other hand, gold maintains its value against goods and services. So I give this example quite often. 100 years ago, 1 ounce of gold, which is worth $20, would buy a man a finely tailored suit or a woman a beautiful gown. You fast forward to today, and that $20 is not going to buy you anything, but that 1 ounce of gold is, of course, going to continue to buy you that finely tailored suit, which gold right now has a value over $1,300 an ounce.
Cool.
So again, it's about what gold, that, like you said, that it's that hedge, it's that safety net. That's what gold offers.
Yeah. What are the options that we all have to buy the metals, the gold, the silver, and the platinum? And how do you store them? I mean, where do you keep them?
Sure. So the two options that you have to purchase metals, obviously one is with cash, where the client sends a check or wires the funds, and then we ship whatever product they want, bars, coins, rounds, and we ship the metals right to their doorstep, insured shipping, and very discreet, and they can put those metals anywhere they want. They can put them, you know, in the loose floorboard or their safe or their safety deposit box. And then, of course, when they're ready to sell it back, we'd love to buy it back at whatever the value of gold is at that time. The other option is an IRA rollover, a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. So if they have a 401k, a 403b, 457, whatever it may be, we will help them create a precious metals IRA account. And then those funds that they have that they want to temporarily protect outside of paper will move over into the metals retirement account. And then I'll lock in whatever metals they're looking for, of course, IRA-approved metals. And then those metals can be stored at the Delaware Depository in Wilmington, Delaware. That's where we store the metals for our clients. They'll have an account there established in their name, and the metals will sit there until they decide, well, let's liquidate the metals. Let's go back into the market.
So let's talk about, we've talked about this several times, but I think it's important because a lot of people are under misconception, the difference between real gold that you can hold in your hand and paper gold that the stockbrokers and the financial planners sell. Explain the difference and why is it better to have one than the other?
For sure. Obviously, your broker is going to offer you the product that he has available to him or her. and that would be paper gold, ETFs, GLD. Again, the difference being when you have paper gold, that is a leveraged account. So as an example, $1 million in physical bars can be leveraged 400 to 500 times its value. And when the market corrects, I don't say if, but when the market corrects itself, you're potentially at a risk that that pile of gold, that $1 million, will be picked up by the principals, the ones that control the metals, leaving now your piece of paper leveraged against an empty vault. You don't want to be in that situation. So if you have the choice of having the real McCoy or a piece of paper, why would you not take the real McCoy and have that in your own control?
Yeah, that's important. I think it's important to have the real deal. I mean, and, you know, Will has helped me with the real deal. I have it in my IRA. I bought gold coins. I bought the double eagles, and I bought increments, which is important in case I want to sell something. This last thing I'm going to bring up, and this has happened a couple times, but the only time that I heard the IRS had fined this guy was that he went to a pawn shop, and they sold him a coin, and I think it was like, you know, 1800 or something. It was a very old coin, and he deposited it into his retirement plan. I don't know if it was a 401k or an IRA. And then I guess somehow when they did taxes or something, the IRS found out that he bought gold in there, and they wanted to find out what gold he bought, and I guess it wasn't the right coin. So explain that to the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. There are certain types of gold products out there that are not IRA approved, and that you just described one of them. So you have to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company, one that's been around long enough to know the difference between what is IRA approved and what is not. Because like you just said, if the wrong product in there, and by the way, I will say this, Ron, I know of a couple of clients have called me that they purchased metals at other companies only to find out that they had the wrong gold. And we managed, in some cases, make the switch before it was caught. And, of course, in other times it was too late, and then they get penalized. So you want to make sure that you're putting the right gold, IRA-approved gold, into the account.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, if you'd like to have some true class diversification, you'd like to have some metals, some gold, some silver, some platinum, I'll put you in touch with Will. Like I said, he's helped me. He's helped a lot of my clients. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. Will, have a great rest of your weekend, and thanks again for calling in.
You bet, Ron. Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Got just a couple of minutes here, so let's talk about the gift card that somebody gets if they meet with you.
They will get a $100 MasterCard or Visa, and people say, well, why the difference? Well, some days I can buy MasterCard, some days I can buy Visa, just whatever it is, it's still $100. If you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed, we'll meet one-on-one. I'll answer all your questions. I'm going to show you how to stop paying the fees to your financial planner and your stockbroker and your 401k company that eats up your returns. And most importantly, if you would like, I'm going to show you how to have a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And that's important. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you. I want everyone out there to have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.